श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रील गुरु महाराज की जय। आई बेग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द डिवोटीज हेयर एंड ऑनलाइन सो दैट आई कैन से समथिंग यूजफुल ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट। ऑल्दो आई डोंट फील क्वालिफाइड इनफ बट बाय द मर्सी ऑफ गुरु एंड गौरंगा And by the immense mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we all are given a chance to speak something. Hare Krishna, devotees. This is the last chapter, chapter 42 of the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the whole chapter is about Vidur asking the questions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creation, and the material world, and so many others. And here, Shukadeva Goswami, in the last chapter, he's concluding the whole of the third chapter just in these words. And here, Shukadeva Goswami, he's addressing Vidura as a Guru Pradhanena. It's the Pradhan of the Kurus. And Maitreya Rishi, Maitreya Muni, he's addressing as Muni Pradhanena. So he's the Pradhan in the Muni. Pradhan means he's the chief. And Vidura is the chief in Kuru dynasty. Although Vidur was born to a maid servant, directly he is not linked in Kuru dynasty, but because he was in that dynasty serving, he is considered as one of the Kurus. But if we look on a bigger picture, his mother was a maid servant and his father Vyasadev, but still he is one of the Kurus. And here Shukadeva Goswami addresses him as Guru Pradhanena, he's the chief of the Kuru. And Maitreya Muni is Pradhan in the Munis, in the sages, for various reasons. But one of the reasons is that he was present when Lord Krishna was giving the knowledge to Uddhava just before completing his Leela on this planet. And here they both are together. They both are exalted souls. They both are pradhan. They both are knowledgeable. Hence, Vidur is asking so many questions, so many various questions. Does it mean that Vidur didn't know? Vidur knew all of them, but he's asking for us so we can make our life a success. And Vidur is also known as Mahatma. He's known as Mahatma. Now, who is Mahatma? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in 7:19, does anybody know that sloka? Bahunam janmante. Mahatma Sudurlabham. Krishna says that Bahunam Janmante. That doesn't mean only 1, 2, 10, 20, 100, 1,000. Bahunam. Arthat, Bahunam means millions and millions of lifetimes. After gaining knowledge gradually, one comes to the point that the mind is totally fixed on Vasudev. Vasudev Sarvaiti. That for me, Vasudev is Sarva Iti. And that that soul is rare. Krishna is confirming this. And Vidur is one of them. He was so fixed in his Krishna consciousness, his mind was so fixed, that he didn't want to take part in the warfare. Although he had no choice to be in the Kuru dynasty. But when the time came, he left. He left for the reason that he was insulted. But the deeper thought for him was not to take part in this war, because he could foresee what will happen. So he left and went on the pilgrimage. He went from one place to another. And thus when he met Uddhavji, and he asked Uddhavji, "What did Krishna say to you? What was the instructions?" But Uddhavji said, I have been instructed to go to Badrinath by the Lord and give this knowledge to the sages there. So I advise you that you go to Maitreya Muni for two reasons. Maitreya Muni is senior in many ways to Vidura, and Maitreya Muni is senior to Uddhavji in many ways. And Uddhavji did not feel comfortable that he should give any knowledge to Vidura, because Vidura is already a Mahatma. So on that basis, they both met, and there are so many questions in this chapter that each question, it seems that Vidura is asking for us, isn't it? How many questions do we have in our life? And they both are addressed as Muni. So what does Muni mean? What does it mean by Muni? Muni means that the one who has taken Maunavrat. Maunavrat, does anybody know what does Maunavrat means? Yes, they just won't speak. They take Maunavrat. As a child, when I was growing up, I used to do Maunavrat on Mondays. I wouldn't speak all day. But in my mind, so many other things were going on. So there was not actually Maun. It was just not speaking. And that was the norm there when I was growing up. We used to do that. And I think you, Prabhu, you are smiling, so you are probably aware of those Maunavrats, right?
And many Bollywood movies, people used to keep them after.
Yes. So many people take Maunavrat for various reasons, but mainly for material gains, nothing else. There wasn't any eagerness about spirituality. It was just on a wanting base, and not knowing what it was for. But after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, after coming to the movement, it took us many, many years. And after listening to so many lectures, associating with devotees, I realized the true meaning of Maunavrat, that the munis would not invest their energy into the mundane talks, mundane affair. Right? How many times we come across and people are talking and it's just mundane. There is nothing interesting in that. In the beginning, it all seems very juicy. People like to gossip about somebody, but as one advances on their spiritual path, as they associate with other devotees, as they read more and more, one should come to the point that it's tasteless. There is no taste. Rather than gossiping about somebody else, The best gossiping is gossip about the Lord. Talk about Him. Talk about His Leela, what He did. And that will have some fruits. And so these munis, they are totally focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they've got nothing else to do. Internally, they've got nothing to do. Like Bhishma Dev. He was in the Hastinapur, he was in the politics, he had all these things going on. But at the time of his death, he says to Krishna that you stand right in front of me until I leave my body. And you know, it took me a long time. I said this in the last class as well. But it has so much effect on me that how could he order the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that you stand right here, right in front of me, and not in this two form, in forehand, Shankh, Chakra, Padma, Gada. Why? That was his Ishtadev. How could he do that? Because he had that relationship. Because he was, externally he was doing all these politics, war, but internally he was monk. Internally he was not interested in all that. So, and devotees are very merciful. These personalities are very merciful, and they would do anything to spread Krishna consciousness. And look at our Prabhupada, how enthusiastic he is. How enthusiastic he was. At the advanced age of 70, he went to America with nothing. He had nothing, just few books, maybe one or two pairs of clothes, not even enough money, ticket given free ride, and he landed in America. But his enthusiasticness. He was so eager to give this Krishna to others that he did not care about his life, about his health. But who took care of him? Krishna took care of him, right? And because of his mercy, we are here today. Otherwise, where would we be? If Srila Prabhupada had not gone to America, where would we be today? I would be really scared to even think about it. So in a way, we all are very fortunate, extremely fortunate. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, isn't it, Brahmananda Brahmete Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Kripa Se Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So it's not because of us that we are here. It's because of the mercy of Guru and Krishna we are here. And we should be always eager to hear about the glories of the Supreme Lord and the glories of the personalities who brought us here. I mean, Prabhupada Lila Amrita is amazing. You read and you constantly keep on reading. And every time I read, every time I find something new from that. Bhagavatam, you read, and every time there's something new. Bhagavad Gita, how many times we've read, but every time there's something new. There's nothing that is stale. And for that reason, personalities like Vidur and Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni became very happy. He smiled because the person who is asking is exalted. Although he has heard so many times, he still wants to hear more. And but the speaker and the listener, there are two things from this sloka. And from Prabhupada's purports, that the speaker and the listener, they both should be enthusiastic about it. When they are not, when one or the other is not, then the taste is not there. Right? We all have experienced that in school, colleges, university, right, especially when we go to the university, we have no fear of our elders, isn't it? When we are in school, we have to perform better. Otherwise, if we came last in the class, we would be really punished. In my time, we used to be walloped. But in university, you are on your own. And when somebody goes to university, and if they are not listening, if they don't hear properly, they would not achieve the right goal. For the speaker, the professor, the same subject, they repeat again and again, year after year after year after year. And if they get bored and start relaxing about it, they would not be able to deliver. So here, Maitreya Rishi is so happy, he's so enthusiastic about it. And equally, Vidur is infusing him to talk. So can you imagine the nectar that flows is unimaginable. And what a combination of both. One eager to listen and another one eager to hear, to talk about it. Now this is the first two steps of bhakti yoga, isn't it? And which are they? Shravanam and Kirtanam. So it starts from Shravanam. If one is not ready to hear, then what can a speaker do? But after hearing it, if one is not willing to spread, then what is the point of hearing? One might as well have M25 starting from here, coming out from here, right? How many times we have come across people that it's just M25 from here to here? You ask them next week, what did we talk? And they said, I don't remember. I remember many moons ago that when we used to come here, and only we could come on Sundays, and we used to come to the class, and we were given instructions that after hearing the class, you go out, and after the morning breakfast prasadam, which was just amazing prasadam, and you sit among the devotees, your friends or whoever, and discuss the topic that you had heard. And we used to do that. That was another class in its way. Because when we go out from here, the likelihood is that we will forget. But if we few of us get together and just pick up few points, then it would sink in our head. And from head, it would probably go in our heart. And we will start building some relationship with the Lord. So for Vidura and Maitreya Muni, the happiness of narrating and hearing was like rubbery. Who has had rubberies? Morning rubbery? How sweet is it? Amazing, yeah? It's so amazing. I just love rubbery. I just love rubbery. And here the katha, the glorification of the Lord, the glorification of the devotees. It's like rubbery, isn't it? The more we talk about it, the more you want to talk, and the more we hear, the more sweeter it becomes. And it becomes so condensed that that sweetness is just amazing. And the human life, how does it begin?
Up
Yeah, with questions. As the toddler, as the child becomes little bigger, the question would be why? Don't do this. Why? When? How? Isn't it? When they grow little bigger, they would say, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to tidy my room? When will I grow up so I don't have to do all that? And how can I get out from here? How many of us has been there? I have. Yeah, we all have, in one way or the other. And and human life is only successful when the jiva asks about the self. It's all well and good to have material knowledge, and we should. I'm not condemning. We must have material knowledge, education, all that. But alongside, to have a successful and meaningful life, one must balance it with spiritual life. And we have come across many devotees, many people, when the life is imbalanced, right? Then there is a havoc on the path of journey. There has to be a balance, because we can't just focus on one thing or the other. And when those questions arises, that why? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to go to work? Rather, alongside those questions, if the question arises in our mind, that why am I in this situation? Why am I going through repeated birth, death, old age, disease? Why am I doing this? How do I come out of this miserable condition? How do I do that? How do I come out of it? And when will this all end? Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. And how, when will this end? When will all this end? When these questions arises in our mind, we start searching. And when we search, Krishna provides. Krishna helps us with those questions when they arise. And Krishna introduces one to some devotees. And then we come into the contact of spiritual path. Majority of people, 100% human beings, are one way or the other religious. Right? They all are. Some are worshipping the mountain, some are worshipping the sun god, some are worshipping ancestors. They all are religious. But to actually come on the path of bhakti, two things are required. Our own inquiry from within and the mercy of devotees. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins with questions. Right? And throughout, there are so many questions asked by various personalities. Narad Muni asking Brahma. Right? Narad Muni is asking Brahma about the creation. Vyasadeva asking Narad Muni. Parikshit Maharaj asking Shukdev Goswami. Vidura asking Maitreya Muni. Devahuti asking Kapila Muni. The four Kumaras, they are asking Lord Shankarsana, which will come into the following chapter. Arjuna asking question on the battlefield to Krishna, that what do I do? I'm confused, I don't understand now. Should I or shouldn't I? And many others who were eager to hear about the glories of the Lord. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are unlimited inquiries regarding the Lord by various personalities. And equally, the questions we should have as well, that why am I here? If I'm here, how should I get out of here? When will I get out of here? And by doing so, we will come into the contact of devotees. You all are devotees here, but we will become a bit more serious in our sadhana, bit more serious on our path of bhakti. And growing externally, the external is putting tilak on, sari, dhoti, having bead bag is one thing, but growing internally is extremely important. Otherwise it would be like elephant having a bath. We do 16 rounds, we do all these, but then the internal is not changed. So by these questions, it's all about how to change ourselves internally. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that my devotees, and they discuss about me among themselves. And what happens then? Then they achieve the goal of life. Because only your well-wisher, only a friend would guide us and say that, hey, you are doing wrong here. You must change this behavior. That's why we must have association of like-minded devotees in our life. And in this sloka, the eagerness, the enthusiasm about devotees, I mean, devotees who are going out day in and day out preaching, how eager they are, knocking on somebody's door. They are abused, sworn at, people insult them, but they are still going out, preaching, distributing books. Do we think that every person that we meet when we are preaching or distributing books, they take the books willingly? They don't. But that eagerness to spread Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna, is so infused by senior devotees that it becomes easier. And they are so willing to give Krishna to the world at large. And there are so many devotees who are eager. And when we look at them, it really amazes us. And doesn't matter in which capacity we can do. Everybody can't go out and distribute hundreds of books. Somebody might go and do just one. Somebody might not even go out, but tell somebody about Krishna. So it's not how much, it's how. There's a little story in Ramayana. I'm sure everybody knows about it, about the squirrel. Who knows about the story of squirrel? Yeah? Yeah, this little squirrel, that squirrel was nothing, just a little animal. And compared to Hanumanji, Angad, all them, they were lifting huge rocks. And this one would just go in the sea, wet the body, come on the shore, lay on the sand, go back and put few grains of sand. And when Hanumanji laughed about it, Lord Ram got hold of the squirrel and said, "You are doing as your capacity, and this one is doing according to this one's capacity. And Lord Ram put two fingers on her and said that as long as the world is here, as long as the creation is here, these marks will be on the squirrel that I have acknowledged her endeavor. So even today when you see these squirrels, it's got two finger mark on it. How many have you seen? Yeah, the squirrel has two marks. So this is the story, and it's so amazing and uplifting that the Lord is not looking at how much, he's looking at our endeavor. But it has to come from the core of our heart. And the enthusiastic devotees at the manor, what to speak about them? Few devotees comes in my mind, and my heartfelt obeisances to them. And out of them, out of many, I would like to name few. One is sitting right in front of us, Prayojana Prabhu and Mother Kalangana. You know, their enthusiasm about preaching was so amazing that they would be sitting out there with the book. And my experience, that I would be running to do my service, and they would say, but Prabhu, come here. Look what Prabhupada is saying. And when I used to say, I don't have time. Yes, you have 1 minute. Just sit down. And that eagerness, you know, it's so uplifting that somebody is so eager to give Krishna, so eager to talk about. And they are exalted devotees who are our well-wishers and would like to give Krishna in at any point. Even if you are super busy, they would just make you come for just 2 minutes, just 1 minute. Stand here 1 minute and I'll tell you what Prabhupada is saying. How sweet is that? At the time, it was sometimes, I must say, would be a bit annoying because I had service to do. I had time. I didn't have time. But when you mature in age, you realize that actually they were the real well-wisher, and they still are. And sharing their knowledge with others, sharing Prabhupada's mercy with others. And another person I would like to pay my respect and obeisances is Dwarka Prabhu. He is a silent devotee here. He's a very old devotee. And it's because of Dwarka Prabhu my family became Krishna conscious. That was in 1979 when he came to our house. And he showed us the way to here. So he looked after myself and my Prabhuji, my children, and my grandchildren. And he's never lost that eagerness to preach, to support, because it wasn't a smooth ride in those days. ISKCON was not very well known, appreciated by Indian communities. And we went through such a hard time because we joined ISKCON, but Dwarka Prabhu was always there for us. And one thing I remember about him, that when I was going through my serious illness and I was in hospital, he came to see me in hospital, and I was all over the place due to medication. And he came with Prabhuji and he said, are you chanting? I said, no, I can't. My mind is not working. I just can't chant. And I couldn't. I was so sick. And he said, that just chant Maha Maha Mantra. And I said, look, Dwarka, I can't chant. And he said, okay, when you were young, you knew so many filmy songs, right? I said, yes, I knew so many. He said, whatever was favorite to you, you try to remember that, and then you chant in that tune. And I kept thinking, what tune, and I couldn't come across any tune. And then, as I was drowsing and drowsing, one tune came in my mind. Our first visit to the manor, it was Janamashtami. And on the speaker, in those days, there were a lot of speakers here. Prabhupada would be going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And I used to think, what a croaky voice. Didn't like it. I did not like it. But then, that tune came in my mind. And in the night, I got up. I was completely gone out of my mind, and I started looking for that machine, that where is that voice coming? So that was all mercy of devotees, exalted devotees who are with us. We have to recognize them and take their blessings and take their association. Dear devotees, I will stop here. It's only 2 minutes to half eight. If there is any questions, any correction, any anything else to add, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Shri Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Anybody's got any questions?
Yes, I have a little memory of when I was trying to distribute books. Because I was doing the toilets at the time, there's two places here that people visit the most frequent. It's the temple room and the toilets. So I set up a table in the toilets.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yes, I remember that.
And, somebody took a photo of it. I can't remember who it was. But wherever you are, whether it be the temple room or the toilets, there's people there give books to or sell books, second-hand or otherwise. So, yeah, that was a bit of a fun time, but it was criticised that I should set up a book table outside the toilets. Yeah, that's one.
Yes, but so many people got benefit from that. Hare Krishna, anybody's got any question? No? Thank you for listening. Sri Sri Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.